This is KCUR 89.3. H.C. Palmer was a young doctor in 1964 when he was called up for the draft. He shipped out from Kansas City to serve as a battalion surgeon in Vietnam and has never been the same. Palmer spoke with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf about his first collection of poems and the ugliness of war.
I think I've heard you say in relation to the work you do with area veterans that moral injury is what they suffer from and what often keeps them from talking about their experiences in war. Could you please explain what you mean by moral injury?
Sure. Just to make it clearer, I think, would be to say that compare it with guilt. For instance, if you do something, you've made a mistake or hurt somebody and you feel guilty about it, you can go ask their forgiveness. And usually if they give that to you, then you're pretty much over it all. But moral injury, and especially in war, there's so many horrific things that happen in war. You accidentally kill little children. And when you get to worrying about something that you've done that's so horrific, so bad, that you're not just guilty, but you feel such shame that you don't feel like you deserve to be helped. Moral injury is actually the cause of almost all of the suicides from veterans coming back from war.
And poets who write about war seem to be a special breed, warrior poets even in some cases. What's been your approach?
You know, I started writing poems 10 years ago, and I did it for myself. The first poem in the book was a revelation to me. It just came from nowhere, that feeling. You can come to the writing of poems about war. Some poems are obviously propaganda, You know, like Brooks' poem, World War I, where how glorious it is that a little bit of you is buried somewhere in Europe and England is there as well. Well, that's
great.
That's BS. Or you can come as a healer and not as a warrior. I think everybody would come to it from a different direction as they read or write about it. The kind of poems I don't like, the kind of literature I don't like about war, are the heroic, glorious war battles. There's never been such a thing.
In considering a landscape, the speaker in the poem likens the Mississippi rice farms he sees from an airplane window to the rice paddies of the Mekong River Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So his seatmate says Vietnam was 30 years ago and this man, the speaker, should be over it. Did that exchange really take place?
Yes.
I can't help but wonder. Okay, it did.
Yes. You know, so many poems are gifts that people give you by saying something that may be stupid or maybe just the total opposite. Maybe so much wisdom in what they say that they just hand you a poem and you've got to be smart enough. I try to keep a little book with me so I never forget those things. There's another poem in there, the third poem in Five Notes on War. That was a gift to me and my friend that I write about. We were at the wall, and it was cold and windy, and there were less than 10 people there. Last winter at the wall, again, snowing and very cold, it seemed we were alone until a man and a woman reflected in the granite from behind us. For a long time, I watched them inside the stone. When I turned, I saw them weeping. "Do you have someone here?" I asked. "Just the two of you," she said. We had been at that particular panel on the wall because my friend has six of his buddies who were killed in the same day. And so they're all together on the wall and he can actually touch them all at once with his hands. And we'd probably been there 10 minutes and we'd worried that we were keeping this couple from coming up there to look at a name they were looking for. But actually they were just watching us and it was a pretty dramatic moment.
Well, can we look at your title poem? It's
sure.
Poem 7 in Selected Notes on Beauty. The speaker is examining the foot of someone who's back from a tour in Afghanistan and quotes Isaiah. Would you please read that?
Sure. December 14th, 2010, the VA continued. He tells me his boot was blown off by an RPG. They were isolated 5 days in a valley called Korangal. No LZ for a medevac. So the medic dressed his wound, then commandeered a boot from a body bag, searching 4 bags for one that fit. "That boot," he said, "smelled of rotten flesh, but it was a gift from heaven. That boot and a little morphine let me stand to fight. I take his good foot, compare side to side, before and after, recalling a scripture. Perhaps these feet," I say. He asks, "What do you mean?" And I say, "Isaiah. It was Isaiah who said, 'How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace.'"
That was poet H.C. Palmer speaking with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf. Palmer will read from his recent book at the Johnson County Central Resource Library Tuesday, April 17th.